Hello, I'm Phil Svitek, 360 Creative Coach. And in this episode, I want to talk about how to choose people that are worth mentoring. Now, right off the bat, you might be saying to yourself, well, isn't it just worth mentoring whoever approaches you and so forth? Well, it's a noble thought in that sense. But taking a step back, right? Your time is a valuable resource. And you know, a lot of people have argued, and rightfully so, that, you know, you in order to have the most impact, you have to be thoughtful with and intentful with your time, right? You know, have intention for how you spend your time. And the same applies if you want to mentor somebody, right? And, you know, the way I approach it is if someone asks me a specific question, and I've already answered it, well, then I'll point them to something that I've already created, you know, such as these lessons. I mean, that's why I ultimately started this, was so that way I didn't have to kind of keep repeating myself, you know, and this information would be out there for somebody's benefit whenever they needed it. And so I point them to that and say, you know, hey, watch this or listen to this. And, you know, afterwards, if you still have questions, by all means, hit me up. So that's kind of like first phase, right? Now, if it's something a little bit more involved, like let's say something that's ongoing, one big aspect that I consider is I give them an ask first. So before I mentor them, I give them an ask. And, you know, the way I look at it is by asking something of them first, it allows me to see if they're serious and if they're going to act on something that I tell them to do. Because I don't want to waste my time or their time, even though they might not see it that way, giving them advice that they're ultimately not going to take. And furthermore, it's not the thing that I try to have them do is an act of paying it forward. Because what I really, you know, and this is something new to me, right? This is a new shift for me, because, you know, by teaching somebody something, I would like for them to kind of continue something positive in the world, you know, and share their knowledge. And so by seeing and testing them in that way, giving them something to do, I see if they can follow my direction and so forth, and B, are they willing through that action to help somebody else with it? Or are they going to be selfish, right? And it's an interesting notion, but I think this is the way I sort of look at it now. And when someone really can prove themselves to listen and pay it forward in that sense, then it makes me really want to mentor them. You know, I know that they're worth my time and so forth. Versus somebody who's not going to listen to me and doesn't want to pay it forward. It's not to say that ultimately they're a bad person. It's just, that's not for me where I would prefer to spend my time, right? And sometimes it might just be like, I'm not the right fit for somebody, right? The messenger is equally as important as the message. I have come to learn that and understand that. And so I am not the person for everybody, but I am a person for somebody. You know, no different than, you know, vice versa. There's people that I'm supposed to receive the message from them versus other people, right? So this is how I approach mentorship, and, you know, maybe it's something that benefits you as well. If not, no big deal. If you have any questions or thoughts of your own, please write them down in the comments section or hit me up on social media at Phil Svitek. I would love to converse with you. Likewise, if this episode might be of benefit to somebody in your life, please share it with them. I certainly would appreciate it, as I appreciate you, and hope to see you next time.